Is this thing on again?
All right, girls, we are finishing up our Camp Interdependence unit all about the national parks. And you guys get to be the first two to record our podcast. Woo woo! Okay. But as an intro, I thought we would share, what are some moments during this unit that you're really going to remember, you'll hold close to your heart, you really loved them? Cece, you go first.
Mr. Welby and my final project.
Ooh, Mr. Wealthy.
Mr. Wealthy.
Yeah. What did you decide? Did you decide Mr. Wealthy died, he left all this land. What did you decide?
We decided National Park.
Well, that worked out pretty well for the unit, huh?
It was a National Park.
It is. Genevieve, what are going to be some good memories you hold?
This podcast that we're doing right now.
Oh, yeah. You did a lot of prep for it?
Yeah.
And you get to be first. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Greetings, fellow people of Earth. Mrs. Fregali here for our first episode of Season 2 for our classroom podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. Today, we're here with two awesome students. Awesome students, introduce yourselves.
I am Cece.
Genevieve the Great.
Ooh, Genevieve the Great and Cece here today. Now, I know our listeners are super pumped to hear all about your national park. So let's get to it. First, what is the name of your national park?
Arches National Park.
Arches.
Woohoo. And when and how was your park founded?
About 10,000 years ago, it was founded by Native Americans.
No. It became a national park in 1978 by President Richard Nixon.
All right. Where is Arches National Park located, Cece?
It is located in Moab, Utah, about 240 miles southeast of Salt Lake City.
Awesome. Genevieve, what kinds of plants and animals are found at Arches National Park?
Some plants in Arches are pine trees, cacti, grasses, scrubs, and wildflowers. Animals are jackrabbits, foxes, mule deer, and bighorn sheep.
Which one would you want to see the most, you think, out of all those animals?
A fox.
Me too. They're so stinking cute. I love foxes. My mom's got some in her backyard, and they are precious. They're pretty cute. All right, girls. Why was this park important to preserve? So, like, what makes it special in nature?
Well, this park is the largest collection of natural arches in the world. There are over 2,000 of them.
Do you want to add something else?
That's more arches than any places in the world.
Awesome. What are some natural features of your park?
The natural features are the arches, like the Delicate Arch, and the Parade of Elephants Arch. There are also free-flowing waters.
Ooh, free-flowing waters. Beautiful. At Arches National Park. Let's see. Cece, what is the weather and climate of your park?
So it's really hot in the summer and really cold in the winter. But it's a high desert with little rain, so it's a dry climate.
Genevieve, what are some, unfortunately, we got to talk about the bad stuff. So what are some problems currently happening at your park, babe?
Well, there's a lot of pollution, specifically air pollution, noise pollution, and water pollution.
We got to do better. Cece, how long would it take to get to your park from here in Roswell, Georgia?
27 hours by car, 551 hours by foot, and 4 hours and 5 minutes by nonstop flight.
Can you imagine walking for 551 hours by foot?
That's some workout.
That's crazy. I wonder how many times I would close my ring. I mean, definitely every day. I wonder how many days. That's interesting. Genevieve,
Can you give me some tourist information for Arches National Park?
The park has hiking, camping, stargazing, horseback riding, and rock climbing.
Woohoo! Awesome. Would you like to do any of those, Cece?
Good.
You're good?
Yeah.
No horseback riding?
Horseback riding.
I want to ride a horse.
Oh, I also want to camp and stargaze.
Yeah.
I don't want to climb.
Seems like they go together.
I don't want to climb up a big rock, though.
Safety first. All right. As we wrap it up, girls, can you describe any other important details, facts, features, anything else you want our listeners to know about Arches National Park?
Well, there is the Balance Rock, a large balancing rock the size of 3 school buses. And Devil's Garden has many arches and columns just scattered along a ridge.
There is an arch called the Landscape Arch, and it's 300 feet long, and there are more than 2,000 arches at the national park.
Wow. I definitely want to go there. Now, finally, last question. If you guys could give Arches National Park a slogan, what would it be?
Ready? Together in 1, 2, 3. Escape to nature at Arches National Park. Your soul will find the support it needs.
I like it. Well, awesome kids. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast and sharing all this great research and information about Arches National Park. Y'all have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.